Anxiety and depression don't always come from inside. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary McNaughton Castle, Professor of Psychology at the University of Texas San Antonio, says external factors also play a role.
If you feel like you're hearing more about mental health in the news, you are correct. Rising rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide among young people today are often attributed to intrinsic factors, such as the lack of resilience. In psychological terms, assuming that other people's behavior is due to internal, personal factors rather than situational influences is referred to as the fundamental attribution error, and can result in the failure to address the real causes of a problem. So perhaps assuming that feeling stressed in the face of modern life is a personal failing doesn't take into account the increasingly rapid pace of change in our world. Although most of us can expect to live longer than our grandparents and to have access to more material goods, we also face a number of new challenges. For example, because of 24-hour news cycles and the internet, we're exposed to a constant stream of negative and sensational news. Research in my lab suggests that such coverage can have a negative impact on our well-being and our view of the world. In addition, the relentless flow of idealized entertainment, advertising designed to make us feel inadequate, and self-promoting posts on social media have the potential to undermine our self-esteem. This suggests that instead of blaming young people for how they are coping, it might be more productive to figure out how to help them manage their use of technology, to learn how to be more discerning about their media choices, and to overcome the stigmas that prevent them from seeking mental health help. We would all benefit from this effort and might even generate a few positive stories for the next news cycle.
That was Mary McNaughton Castle of the University of Texas, San Antonio. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.